Madeline Scanlon is a UNC senior from Winston-Salem. She's a double major in Spanish and Women's and Gender Studies. She's petite, and she's quiet. But she isn't so quiet about the issues she cares about.
We try to call out injustice whenever we see it on campus.
And by we, she means the Real Silent Sam Coalition, a group that has garnered some media attention in the past year, especially from protesting a Confederate monument on campus of the same name. But Scanlon hasn't always been so vocal.
I was involved in the Gay-Straight Alliance a little bit in high school.
But she wasn't so involved.
We literally had meetings and made posters. Like, it wasn't a militant political thing at all. And I definitely was not an activist.
In fact, it wasn't until college that Scanlon really became what she calls an activist. And it wasn't because it runs in her family or because she had some giant awakening when she came to college. She says it's because UNC and the college community in general foster students who care deeply about social justice. And that made it easier for her to open up.
Our generation is participating in activism more than ever before. So I think it's not just me, but it's kind of like a national phenomenon.
A national phenomenon that put her in the spotlight. After the January Board of Governors meeting in which she was arrested for assaulting an officer, disorderly conduct, and resisting an officer, Scanlon's face was in the media, whether she wanted it to be or not.
I had no intention of becoming a public figure, and I'm not really interested in being that. That's just not like where my skill set lies or, you know, how I want to participate in the movement.
Not even Scanlon's friends within her organizations know much about her outside of who she is in Real Silent Sam or The Uncontrollables. Mitch Zia is a UNC sophomore who's involved in those same organizations as Scanlon.
I'm not entirely sure how she maintains that because I have been unable to maintain that. For me, it gets very confusing. Because frequently what I do as an organizer will be brought up in my classes, and I never quite know how to navigate that.
Scanlon says it's hard maintaining that balance, but she says it's all worth it, whether it be risking arrest or risking being the face of your own movement.
I'm a very small part of a much larger movement, and I would encourage other folks to get involved because it is a lot of work. That's not glamorous, but it's very rewarding and very important.
Scanlon graduates this May, but says that right now she plans on sticking around for her cause and for support. In Chapel Hill, I'm Steph Beckett.